Welcome to another SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor for SearchDataManagement.com. There's a lot of talk about master data management, otherwise known as MDM, these days. But MDM can look very different at different organizations, we've learned. In fact, experts tell us there are three distinct styles of MDM, which require different approaches, different tools, and different best practices. So today, we're learning more about these three styles of MDM, often referred to as operational, analytical, and enterprise MDM. To learn more, we called on Rick Sherman, a SearchDataManagement.com contributor and expert, and founder of Athena IT Solutions, a Boston-based consulting firm that provides consulting, training, and vendor services. In addition to over 20 years in the business intelligence and information management industry, Rick is also the published author of more than 50 articles, a regular judge for industry awards programs, and a frequent presenter at data management conferences and events. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Rick. Let's start with a level set by asking you to share your basic definition of master data management. And there are extra credit points available for also giving us one in basic terms that's easy for CEOs or high-level management to understand.
Well, of course, that's always a little bit more difficult, but let me give you a couple different definitions. If I'm talking to a business person, I'm probably not even going to use the word MDM, at least certainly not in the first 30 seconds. And it also going to depend on what industry that executive or business person is in. If the person is in retail or financial services, I'm going to talk to the person about customer data integration because that's their pain point. That's what they see as their issue with data. If they're in industrials or consumer products or medical devices, hospital supplies, somebody who manufactures products, I'm going to talk to them about products. Probably not going to mention MDM again, but talk to them about product integration, supplier integration. And if they're in healthcare, probably going to talk to them about patients, doctors, and diagnostic codes, things that, again, mean something to them. And I'm going to talk about the fact that their data, be it customers, products, patients, whatever, isn't integrated, and they're having trouble getting single lists together so that they can reach their customers, work with their suppliers, figure out what they're doing with their products or patients. So that's basically what I'm going to talk to them about. If they're a CIO or IT, then I'm going to use the acronym MDM and talk to them that master data management was really reference data, those lists of products, parts, etc. Dimensional data, if they do data warehousing, I'll use that buzzword. Just putting these things together and being able to manage them consistently. So it's going to depend on who I'm talking to.
Now, could you explain the basic styles of master data management, which I understand to be referred to as operational, analytical, and enterprise MDM, and tell us a little bit about how they differ from one another?
All right, and that's a good point, and I've talked about that at several conferences and some articles. The reason why that's important is because oftentimes people group a concept like master data management, and all of a sudden it's all things to all people, and you got to step back from that and really think about where your pain points are in the business and in your IT systems. On the operational side, if you have an operational focus, the problems that you're encountering are probably with data synchronization. You have the product list. You have an Oracle or SAP implementation or multiple instances of those. And you're trying to get the master list of customers or master list of products or suppliers coordinated between those different ERP systems. And so you're going to look at the problem with how do I get it so that I can manage my business effectively and efficiently. If you're on the analytical side, you're not so much worried about getting a coordinated list of products or customers in the ERP systems. What you're really trying to do is you're trying to look at reporting and analysis of those customer lists so you can do campaign management, upsell, cross-sell your customers. And so you're really more on the data warehousing, the business intelligence, the performance management side, as far as where your pain points are and where you're going to kind of coordinate the customer list, product list, et cetera. And then the third area is the enterprise, and that's where it's a much, much bigger problem for you. You're having inconsistent product information or customer information all the way from your enterprise reporting planning systems, ERP systems, all the way through your reporting and analytics and BI, and that's a much, much bigger problem that you need to deal with. And the reason why it's good to sort of differentiate between the three is because once you understand what your pain point is, then you can figure out what approaches, what processes, what products that you actually apply in those situations. And they're different based on which systems, which area that you're involved in.
And do most organizations start with one style and then expand into another area? And related, is there a good way for listeners to decide where their organization should start first?
Excellent question. Most organizations don't start, at least not if they're successful, start at the enterprise, trying to do everything for everybody. What you really need to do is start with small steps. If your problem is with the operational aspects of master data management, then what you want to do, so you're operationally focused, then what you want to do is really look at the enterprise resource planning systems that you have, all the enterprise apps, how many instances of them you have, how many different definitions of products, et cetera, you have across them. And you want to look at the ERP vendors' solutions to see if they can help you manage that data. For example, SAP and Oracle both have master data management solutions that you can apply in those particular situations. If you're analytically focused, then you probably have a lot more to do with your data warehouses and data marts and BI systems, business intelligence systems out there. And you need to look at the data warehouse as your anchor for that reference data, for that master data management. Now, most people, when they're doing a data warehouse, conform dimensions, that's the data modeling lingo for master data, already. But they probably haven't done as good a job as what the business needs to do. So they're going to have to critically look at the data warehouse, MARTs, and data integration processes and try to build a solution based on that. And finally, if they're in the enterprise area, which, like I said, it's tough to start off that space, then probably what they should do is decide on where the biggest issues are on the operational side or on the data warehousing side. And probably most often they're going to start on the operational side because that's the base. That's where all the data is generated. So my advice to them would be to start off on the operational side.
Once you've decided where you want to start, practically speaking, how do you get started with each of these styles? Are there differences to how you get started with an operational versus an analytical MDM project?
The differences mainly is the actual processes and products that you use. But whether you're going operational, analytical, in both cases, what you really want to do is assess your situation. Do an inventory of the systems that are involved, and more importantly, the data that's involved. So you have an issue with customer data. You're going to really want to know where all the different customer data originates and where it's used, say in campaigns or used by your call center. You really need to have a good solid inventory of that. And then what the data quality issues are, because the only reason why you're trying to implement an MDM solution is because the data is inconsistent. If it was consistent, then you wouldn't have the problem to begin with. So you're going to have to really do a good assessment of the data quality issues. And then once you know the systems, the data, and the quality issues, you want to really do a good gap analysis and assessment as to where the biggest problems are and which ones would provide the biggest return on investment if you solve them. But then that leads to, either on the operational or on the analytical side, to looking at what processes you need to implement, what people you need to get involved, and more importantly, to a lot of the folks who are listening to this, what technology or products you want to bring to bear on the situation.
And finally, are there any cautions or worst practices to be aware of as you're getting started with any of these styles of MDM?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, I think that the situation as far as what people can do, what technologies are available, the knowledge that people can learn from previous implementations is there to move forward very well. But what I keep seeing in way too many customers is two sort of worst practices. First, not overselling, not setting expectations too high. Now, part of that gets reinforced from vendors or analysts that talk about how things will be improved significantly just by implementing a product or just by doing something differently. This is a long process that takes a concerted effort by both the business and IT to solve. Otherwise, you wouldn't have problems with customer data or product data if it was that easy. So it's a combination of system integration, products, and a commitment by business and IT. So the first thing is to get it on the business radar and sell it as a project that's going to take some time to implement, and you need to keep handling it on an ongoing basis. The second thing, which is sort of a corollary to that, is that there isn't any product that's a silver bullet to the situation. If it was, that company would be a billion-dollar company overnight. The reality is there are a lot of good products that can help, But most companies have built up these multiple customer lists, product lists, lists of different patients, diagnostic codes, whatever industry you're in. They've been building up for years and maybe decades, and it's not going to go away overnight. The good news is they can work on it, and people can be quite successful on it, but don't overbuild expectations and don't consider that the products are silver bullet. And that's sort of the worst practices I'd have people avoid.
To learn more about Rick Sherman, visit athena-solutions.com. Rick can also be found through his expert contributor page on searchdatamanagement.com. He also blogs at datadoghouse.typepad.com, and he can be reached via email at rsherman@athena-solutions.com. All of this information is available at searchdatamanagement.com. And for more master data management articles, resources, podcasts, expert opinions, and much, much more, please continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com. Once again, I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor for Search Data Management. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.